Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, Mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, Lynn, and welcome back, recording straight out of Raven's home. But it's been another week. I think it's been another week. Can't remember. I don't keep up with these things. Also, I had me a milkshake earlier, and I put some wine cocktail in it, some chocolate wine cocktail. And it got me super sleepy, so I know when not to do that again. But it's woman-owned. I'll most likely link it because I can't think of the name right now. It's some good wine. Anyway, so in this episode, I'm going to be talking about shame. Degrees. I'm always talking about degrees. But this one is a very old story that I just thought of, and I'm going to be talking about men and their degrees. I'm going to be talking about carnival. I'm going to be talking about what is considered too comfortable when it comes down to being sex positive. I'm talking about WAP. I know I'm late, and so much other shit related to sex and hypersexuality and just the body. First thing I want to say is y'all can stay mad. Yes, whoever is mad, y'all can stay mad. Like, I love seeing how pissed off people can get over something that has nothing to do with them. Because, all right, first let me get this out of the way with WAP, W as in WAP. All right, with S, coochie, poochie, poochie, all that good stuff. So the way people were upset was so hilarious, because me, of course, I'm on the side of people that was kind of, like, people were constantly pulling cards, and I loved it. People were constantly pulling cards. It was like, how y'all mad at this? But just last week, y'all was rapping to Pussy Fairy. It, like, people were constantly getting their cards pulled, and it was hilarious. People getting clowned, I loved it. That was probably my favorite. Like, just stuff like that that adds entertainment to this already days running into each other. And shoot, we're in August. No, August is almost over, almost in September. So it just adds entertainment and stuff, since, well, I mean, people are still going out and whatnot, but, you know, since we can't really go to, like, comedy shows and whatnot and all that good stuff. So, of course, I love the song. Of course, I love the song. All right. Just that there's some hoes. And it's so funny, because when I first heard that constant loop, I was like, bruh, this sounds so familiar. Like, I was like, where have I heard this shit before? So I had to go look that shit up, because, I mean, when it comes out to music, I love looking up samples. Like, I did that earlier today, just looking up samples, because I'm like, this beat sounds familiar, this certain phrase sounds familiar, this verse sounds familiar. So I looked it up. So it's by Frank Ski, and if you're in Atlanta, of course, you know who Frank Ski is. But I just, like, looked at Frank Ski's, like, history and stuff, and I was like, oh, this man be working. This man be on his grind. I just thought, and it's so funny. It is so funny when you look at, like, pictures or videos of, like, your parents, your grandparents, your aunties and uncles. And I was like, oh, y'all was out here like that. Because now, you know, they're all dressed up, and it's like, oh, no, I don't. Oh, my gosh, language, all that stuff. So it's so funny when you see pictures and videos. And it's just like, for me, when it came to Frank Ski, I mostly heard him on the radio. So I'm just thinking, like, you know, just an older fella, you know, just, of course, I had my own idea of him. But then when I'm looking back, and it's like, there's some whores in this house. I'm like, oh, my ears. Oh, my gosh. He made that? Him? That's this guy over here? And everybody was making jokes of, like, oh, you can't tell Frank Ski nothing. You ain't gonna be able to tell him nothing. Like, he finna be out here flexing super hard. And that's like, of course. But it's just that I love how music repeats itself. And it's so crazy how people are so quick to be like, well, what about the kids? What about the kids? I mean, FTK, but just kidding. But it's like, always, what about the kids? My parents used to, like, change the channel. I didn't know about 106 and Park until like later on in my teens, because anytime certain stuff like that came on TV, my parents would change the channel, or they'd be like, all right, it's time for you to go in your room and stuff. So it's like, control your kids. I mean, yes, sometimes they're going to hear stuff they don't want to hear. Like, shit, my daughter knows about TikTok. And I was like, little girl, how do you know about TikTok? And she's talking about all the big kids at her daycare, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, they're going to come across it. But as a parent, you got to tell them, like, hey, you know, can't do that. And explain stuff to them, why they can't listen to that, why they can't watch that, why they can't do that. My daughter don't be on YouTube. She don't be on TikTok. It's because I be on those things, and I see what I see. And also, her being a child, kids are so precious. They're so innocent. Oh, my goodness. But I just know that when I watch certain videos, there's kids around my daughter's age that be in the comments arguing with, well, not, I want to say around my daughter's age, because my daughter does not know how to type certain words and stuff. But, you know, close to my daughter's age, they'll be arguing in the comments. I don't want my baby to be, the internet is cruel. So you gotta control your kids and be positive role models and stuff. And also, as a woman who's raising a little girl, I would be damned if I let a motherfucker, as long as you're not doing nothing to hurt them kids, that's it. Because my mom was always, like, confident, and she was always, because now that I'm older, I look back, and I'm like, my mom always had her nails did, she always had her hair did, she stayed with a bag, whether she got on her own, or was it a gift to her, she always had perfume, she always had these things. So now that I'm older, I'm like, dang, you know me, I want to get, well, I'm learning how to do my own nails, I'm not going out there to get my nails done, but I'm like, I'm going to start doing my nails more. Of course, I keep my hair done. But, you know, I was online looking at bags. I'm not even a bag person. But my mom was always just saying, like, not just saying, but just being confident in herself and just like, ooh, you know, this looks sexy on me. This looks nice on me. Then it's like, so it's like, I'm not out here telling my daughter how to do it. Because I know when I was pregnant, usually I don't talk about this nigga. But I know when I was pregnant, this nigga said that, oh, the only thing you're going to be able to teach our child was how to be a hoe. And it was like, damn, bitch. Tell me how you really feel. So now that I done had the child is 7 years old, I done did more for the child than this. Well, who? Let me stop. But I'm just saying, as far as like being a role model, I've been very positive impact on my child. I mean, even though there's nothing to prove, but I'm just saying though, like I love proving motherfuckers wrong. Like, I just love that shit, because I could tell in a motherfucking face that, you know, they feel some type of way. I could just tell that, you thought, bitch, I wasn't gonna be able to do that, but I did. I just love staying on motherfuckers' necks. That's why I constantly be like, stay mad. When I see black girls getting spoiled and people being mad, I'm like, stay mad. You're going to stay pressed. You're going to stay pissed. When I constantly see women enjoying things, and it's like, even outside of women, just let people enjoy stuff, period. But when I constantly see women enjoying shit, twerking, dancing, dressing sexy as fuck, buying shoes, buying cars, doing all that shit, I'm like, y'all going to stay mad, because you being mad is just going to add more fuel. Like, you just going to be mad and even more mad, because it's like, bitch, and? It's like, and? So I love seeing that shit, because I guess it's the little girl in me. Because me, I wasn't all that confident in my body, and going through things that I went through, I just felt like, damn, like, am I just pussy to these niggas? And that's how I felt, like, damn, like, I don't have nothing else to offer. Like, because it's just that constant tearing out, especially being a little kid, you start to think, like, damn, is that really all I'm worth? But then, as you get older, you're like, nah, bitch, I got hella shit to offer. This my body. That's another thing. Niggas be thinking they could finesse you out of pussy. No, bitch, I gave you pussy because I wanted to give you pussy. You ain't finesse me out of pussy. I wanted to give you pussy. I could have not gave you anything. You would have been there mad. Stay mad. But yeah, I love WAP. Dang, let's really back into the music. I love WAP. And it's just like, WAP is really not the nastiest shit I've ever heard. If you listen to R&B, be nastier than whatever the hell WAP said. Like I said, I know I'm late with the song. The song been out for like, what, a month now? But these songs be nasty. Like, bruh, there's a song from the 19 freaking 20s, and she's talking about, I'm not even going to say what she was talking about, because I was like, ooh, this is very detailed. But she was going in saying, you know, suck this and lick that until you do this. So that was 100 years ago, 100 motherfucking years ago. But it's just the policing of what women can do. Because I kind of keep seeing about goalposts. It could be like, oh, you could follow all these different rules that, you know, these invisible checklists, but you could follow all these different rules for respect. And then it's like, if a person does follow all those rules for respect, the goalpost is going to get moved. So it's like, girl, you could be covered up. And that's another thing. Women shaming other women. It's like, girl, these niggas don't like you either. These niggas don't fucking like you. And it's like, they're going to call me a pick me. But bitch, if I'm looking in the comments and this nigga's commenting and you're like, yeah, I would never do that. You're agreeing with them. That's pick me behavior. Even though me calling another woman a pick me and dragging her for settling for less is, you know, shaming another woman as well. You know, I'm trying not to do that. But it's just the extreme that these women go through. Because it's like, girl, these niggas don't like you either. You could, like I said, you could follow everything on this little a list, this standard that they set, especially for black women. You could follow this thing that they set, and you still get disrespected, my nigga. And the fact that people are mad as fuck at that, I don't cook, I don't clean, I'm like, okay, shut up. Because it's just so dumb. First of all, everybody should know how to cook and clean. I'll be damned if I get, and that's another thing, if I do have a son in the future, because I don't know if I'm going to have more kids, but if I do have a son in the future, I'm definitely going to teach my son how to cook, clean, do laundry, and I'm talking about clean, like, you walk into the bathroom, you walk into the kitchen, it smell like straight bleach, because, you know, I've been over dudes' places, I've been in dudes' bedrooms, and all I smell is underarms. Going to the bathroom, I smell underarms. It stinks. It's like, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm just saying though, like, one thing I try to do, if anybody comes over, I try to make sure the kitchen is clean and the bathroom. That's number thing. If you don't keep anything clean, keep that bathroom clean. Like, nothing, nasty bathrooms ain't it. And even if the bathroom is all beat down, broke down and shit, throw some bleach in that toilet, throw some bleach on that counter and wipe that up. I don't know. It's just nasty. Like, you go into the bath, you go into the bathroom and it's just sticky. Like, ugh, it's so humid. Why is it humid in the bathroom? Why is it? My skin is crawling. But I'm just saying though, like, when women brag about cooking stuff from scratch, I'd be like, okay. Everybody should know how to cook. Everybody should know how to clean. Because, I mean, even if you don't know how to cook, you know, at least make sure you're eating something good. You be ordering Uber Eats, and it's like Wendy's. If anything, I will order from a restaurant. At least I'll try. I keep getting sidetracked, but it's just that. I just thought that was funny, even though, like, people could be trolling or whatnot, but it's just the fact that someone was like, oh, she said she don't cook, she don't clean, and she got a ring. It's like a pick me just died. Oh my gosh. That is so funny, because I constantly see, like, it's just certain behaviors. This man was like, oh, I proposed to my girlfriend, she said yes, and this other woman commented and was like, oh, how she's gonna do laundry with those nails. And he was like, I'm not marrying her for her to do my laundry. And it's like, what the fuck? I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Like I said, stay mad. And it's just so, it's so confusing, because it's like, oh, everybody, I love how people are so diverse and they can be into one thing and they can be into another thing. But if a woman is out there twerking, turning up, you're like, oh, she's a hoe. Whole time, this woman that's out here turning up, twerking, wearing these Fashion Nova outfits, this bitch is a doctor. Just say you hate women. Just say you hate women that do what they want. Like, what do you want us to be, nuns? You want us to be covered up head to toe and be sitting at the home wash, like, cooking? I'm so confused, especially since a lot of the women that like the WAP song were married or in relationships. So it's like, what, like, I don't know. Just say you hate single people. Just say you hate single people. I don't know if this, like, was true or whatnot, but it was, this thing said the people who are the happiest are single people and married men. So, sounds like somebody's kind of jealous. I'm just kidding. But, bruh, I'm up. Like, that's another thing. It's like, I am pro-ho. I am, I keep forgetting this freaking word. But women doing whatever they want. As long as you're being safe. As long as, you know, you're making sure everything is good. You know, you're not being, you know, you're getting consent. You're giving consent. And then the thing is, when it comes to pro-ho, or when women call each other hoes, it's like, niggas think, like I said, the audacity. Because how come when a woman says something about hoe shit, bald head hoe shit, there's some hoes in this house, I'm pro-ho, the first thing you assume is, oh, she's out here fucking hella niggas and shit. She's thirsting over niggas. No. Ew. No. It's like reclaiming the word. So when I said there's some hoes in this house, and it's like, I don't know, it's going to take a long time for people to, like, because if I call myself a hoe, that means I'm out here doing whatever the fuck I want to. Shit, majority of the time, it don't even be about sex. Like, a bitch be out here abstinent as fuck, doing some bald head hoe shit. So it's like, I don't know, it's so crazy that first thing you think is like, oh, she's out here popping pussy for all these different niggas. No, bitch, a bitch like me is abstinent. I know plenty of plenty of women who be abstinent as fuck, ain't had sex in years, out here doing some bald head hoe shit. So it don't even be all about, like, fucking. And if she did? If she out here being safe, she letting niggas know what's up from the jump, then what's the problem? I know when she's Gotta Have It, when that TV series, it came out around Thanksgiving too. I was like, what the heck? I remember it. I was like, ooh, what is this? And the trailer looked interesting and I watched it. And people were mad. Well, they were mostly mad at the labels that she had. Because, ooh, I can't even remember them. But I know it was like Polly something. Listen, I'm not even going to try to identify it. But she was dating three different guys. She was having sex with those three different guys. And she was having sex with a woman every here and there. But, ooh, child. I mean, she was going to therapy as well. But with that, I can't remember what it was. I mean, she had all that scheduled out. She was like, you know, I want sex. Like, she was like, I'm having sex on. She had a boundary set. So, it's possible to be. I want to say it's pro-ho and stuff. Because she was like, just because I'm dating all three of these different guys does not mean I'm a freak. It does not mean I'm XYZ. It does not mean I'm XY that. It's just something about each one of these guys that I like. And she was like, if I could mold them together. And every woman says that. It's always, you're dating these different guys. And they all have different things that you like. And you wish you could put them all together. to have the perfect guy, but it's not possible. Probably in movies, but just not possible to put like all these different traits into one person. So that's what's like, date until you find somebody that's worth, you know, your time and whatnot. I know a lot of people are like, oh, dating is off limits because of Rona. And it's like, I was thinking about that the other day too. Cause I was like, dang, I want to start back dating. But how the hell do you date? Because it's not like y'all can see each other. Even listening to other podcasts, it was like, how do you go about this? It's like a whole process. I mean, dating is already a process. But it was like a whole process now. You know, talking to people online, texting them, FaceTiming. And it's like, me, I'm a person that likes quality time. So it's like, I want to spend time with you all. I won't say all the time, but you know, I just want to be in your presence. So it's like, how do you do that when you can't really be around people and stuff? And then it's like, now you got to wear a mask when you have sex with people. And you could transmit it through, it's like, sexually transmitted COVID. Like, so it's like, you have to wear a mask when you're having sex. Like, it already gets hot. And then, nigga, you want me to not be able to breathe? Like, man, I was riding my bike the other day with a mask on. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was riding my bike the other day with a mask on. And I was like, oh, shit, it's hot. Like, I was sweating, and it was hard for me to breathe. So, you want me to get hot and heavy? And even if I have the fan on, you still want me to get hot and heavy breathing in my own air? Oh, no. So, I thought that was funny. That was funny. Okay, so when it comes to dating, I know that when certain people get certain accomplishments, they're always like, oh, the price just went up. The price just went up and whatnot. And it's understandable. Yeah, you want somebody on your level and so on and so on. But the way this one person, and this is old, and I should have been talked about this, but I just watched a video the other day that said that this man went to college to get a law degree so black women would date him. Just the title alone. And it was another man calling him out, as he should, because how dare him? It's just that instead of just saying that, oh, I'm proud that I got my law degree, and it was so funny because people started pulling his cards and stuff. I mean, but he still has his degree. He just ain't passed the test. But instead of saying, oh, I'm proud of, you know, getting my degree and all the hard work that I've been through, this man was like, now that I have my degree, you know, I'm the prize, and you know, y'all don't want to settle for a man with a whole bunch of baby mamas in and out of jail, blah, 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 blah. But I just thought that was so hilarious because it's like, dude, like, do you need to go to somebody and unpack? Do you need to go to somebody to unpack? Because I already know. All right, because my graduation is in December from what the school told me. I was supposed to graduate in June, but Rona, so they moved it to December. So, I already know when I post my graduation pictures, when I'm in my cap and gown, my videos, whatever the hell I decide to do, the last thing I'm going to be talking about is things that are not related to the fuck. I'm gonna be like, man, I'm so happy I finally accomplished this, bruh. Like, I went to school. I dropped out of school. I decided to take a gap year. Ended up taking like 2-3 years. When I told myself that, hey, I'm sick of going through what I'm going through, and I want something more for myself, and I told myself that if I go back to school, I'm going to stick to it, and I'm not going to quit, and that's what, like, it's stuff like that. So I just thought that was hilarious. And it's like, yeah, you can put, you know, you can know your worth. I tell men to know their worth, because a lot of dudes be in sticky situations, and it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong, but it's okay to know your worth, but it's like, you didn't have to drag all those people just to be like, now they have a law degree, the price done went up, you know, I'm the prize and whatnot. But what are you offering outside of your law degree? Do you find a job? This reminds me of Insecure, how everybody was bragging on Lawrence Glove, and somebody was like, the only thing Lawrence did was get a job. And I was like, well, I wasn't like, but another, a lot of other people were like, well, it's a start. I'm like, the bar is in hell. Just kidding. But I just thought that was so, so funny. But going back to going back to when I was younger and then now seeing younger girls, because like I said, I be on TikTok, I be on YouTube. So I see there's a lot of younger girls, young child, 12-year-olds on TikTok and shit. But I feel like they're well aware. And it's, you know, many people are like, oh, you know, this social media is going to affect their self-esteem. I feel as though they are very well aware. And there's so, so, so many platforms that are uplifting. And it's like, hey, you know, this is what you do if you're on a budget, if you don't have that much money. Teen self-care tips, you know, being confident, body positivity, all that stuff. So I feel as though the young girls are straight. They're like I said, they're very well aware, bruh. If you were on TikTok and if you were in some of these TikTok comments, it was, like I said, young girls calling out the BS, and they're like, I see through this. No, this is not right. Why would you do that? Ew. You know, banning, getting people's whole accounts banned for being racist or homophobic or being colorist or dragging black girls in general. So, the kids know what's up. I love it. And being, you know, sense positive. And even though a lot of them don't need to, like, know. I mean, they can know about it. But I'm just saying, just, like, not be like, hey, just go out there and do that. No, It's a lot. I think I was 16 when I started, so it's a lot that's not told to you. And you could read books, and you could watch videos, movies, and read Wattpad stories, and it's still like the way you experience is different from others. But you know what's mad funny? I was reading something the other day, and it said, ladies, do you cry after sex? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then someone was like, oh, sometimes you just have so much emotions and whatnot. And I was like, this is wild. So, like, the sex memes be mad funny because relatable. And going back to, like, being multifaceted and doing more, you know, having more than one interest and stuff. It's just that I can see how constantly sharing sexually related memes can kind of turn people away or whatnot. And I know I've like kind of chilled out on sharing those type of memes and stuff, but it was just like, if they were funny to me, it's not like I was gonna like bend. It's not like I'm sitting there saying funny. Like, no, I'm not like, I just thought they were funny when I shared them. But I understand like the hyper say the Jezebel trope. And I know that Carnival didn't happen this year. I think Carnival happened in one country. Can't remember who it was, but I know Carnival happened in one country. And ooh, every time Carnival come around, here come these people that don't want you to enjoy shit. Talking about some, oh, y'all only dress like that so y'all can be hoes and stuff. That's not, and it's like, what? Oh my, that's not how you're supposed to celebrate. I'm so confused. Like, first of all, do you even know of the culture? Not to pull pulling up documents on Kamala Harris type of person, but do you even know of the culture? Like, I love all the little, I want the outfit. I would spend rent money on a Carnival outfit, okay? Probably rent, utilities, water on a Carnival outfit just to wear for one day. And then I'll probably turn around and sell it to somebody else because I'm not even some of that money back. But I'm just saying, though. But just say, oh, I think it was, someone said that women that aren't of the culture just go out there to be hoes and just go out there for clout. Bruh, even if somebody goes out there to carnival for clout, just the experience is gonna make them forget that they're out there for clout. I'm just saying though, like, I miss it. I'm mad that, to be honest, I keep telling myself that. I said, if I knew all this was going to go down, I probably would have went out more. Because it's so crazy, because I'm usually like being in the house. But now that I have to be in the house, like I'm being told to be in the house more, it's like I want to go out. Like, I'm looking at clothes, I'm looking at different events, I'm daydreaming, bruh. I might take a little trip somewhere else in quarantine, in an Airbnb. But it's just like, dang, I'm like, bruh, it's helping my creativity. It's helping me brainstorm, you know, my future outfits. I'm sitting up here, you know, about to do some fall cleaning, because I did a mini spring cleaning, but I'm now about to do a fall cleaning and stuff, because I'm like, some of this stuff I need to get rid of. I need to free up some space. Declutter. Okay, I need to declutter. But one thing I do miss, and I do miss this a lot though, like, just getting, like, just going out, getting together with other women, and then having our whole stories. Just having our whole stories, because I used to love listening to whole stories. Now I have to get on Wattpad and Twitter, and it's different when you're like face to face and you're just telling these stories, and it's like, girl, and it's like y'all just informing each other, and it's like, no girl, you're supposed to do this, no girl, you're supposed to do that, and it's like, what? So it's like, it helps you change, helps you switch up the game. It helps you to learn so much, because you're like, oh wow, really? I'm supposed to, what? Okay, bet, check. OnlyFans is still popping and stuff. And people are still mad about OnlyFans, because they're like, one person was like, oh, if you're not doing sex work on OnlyFans, go to Patreon and whatnot. But OnlyFans got a shout out. Like, all the traffic is going to OnlyFans. So, and everybody knows that OnlyFans is more than just sex work on there. But I mean, they're still going to find the sex work. Since a whole bunch of traffic is going to OnlyFans, a lot of people are just like, well, shit, I already paid for this month. I might as well enjoy the content that's being put out. If, you know, if they thought that sex work was going to happen on there. And the person's like, no, I'm not doing sex work. I'm doing something else. So it's like, you got to go where the money at, sis. You got to go where the money at. I wanted to start one, but I was like, no, I'm really consistent with the stuff I put out now. But stop shaming people who have OnlyFans and stuff. But the last thing I want to talk about is this thing that I've seen on Facebook. It's so crazy how I always end these stuff with, like, okay, so it was this post from this place, and the message went a little bit like, oh, someone has recently passed away from childbirth, this is the thing that makes people mad, a black person with uterus, and her, and that's the thing, you know, I understand people trying to be inclusive. I'm also new to, like, pronouns and trying to word stuff different, but listen, if I identified as a woman, if I identify as a man or a non-binary person, saying person with uterus is disrespectful. It's just disrespectful, because bruh, even in those type of situations, black person with uterus, bruh, that's so that is disrespectful, because they didn't keep that same energy. They kept saying her husband and she, when motherfucker, it's just, because it's like, ugh, like, you just reduced that person to their reproductive system, their insides. Instead of saying, oh, a black family, you know, one of the partners recently passed away from childbirth, you say person with uterus, that's disrespectful as fuck. That's disrespectful. I don't care, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. That's so rude. That's rude, bro. Even in death, that's rude. You're so rude. You're gonna say they, them. Just say person. Just like, oh, you know, somebody out the street. Me, I say people. I say person a lot. But that's when I'm just talking in general. But if anything like that, and I'm trying to be, you know, you know, all that good stuff, I would still say partners, couples, or you could have just asked. You could have just asked the husband, hey, what is your partner identify as? That's all you could have just said. Like, person with uterus? Damn. What? That is rude. That is so rude. That is so, so rude. That is so rude. It's just rude. I can't. It's rude. It is rude. It is really rude. Did I tell you that it was rude? Child, it's just like, keep the same energy or just don't say nothing at all. That's how I feel it, though. You could have just said, black woman passed away, and then just kept it at that. But person, it's like, it's just like, don't. Like, I understand, like, A for effort, but don't. I would have went back, because you can edit. If you see people, well, on Facebook, people mostly ignore shit like that on Facebook. Like, of course, Twitter is going to call that out. But on Facebook, people mostly ignore that. But child, man, I can't. But yeah, be a role model to your own kids. Thanks. Let people enjoy what they want. If you're gonna try to be inclusive and, you know, go that extra step, do your freaking research, and Google is right there. You could just go to the next tab. I'm gonna go listen to WAP again. I just have to make sure my child is asleep and I'm in a whole nother area of the house. What else? Oh yeah, music throughout the decades. I know Lil' Kim got hell when she first came out, and many other artists before her. I don't know. But like I said, if you listen, it's always, I guess because WAP and other songs are like right in your face with it. And like back then, like even before Lil' Kim, you know, there was little subliminals, little puns and whatnot. But still, let people enjoy stuff. Let women stop policing women's bodies, especially because that's the one thing I would never understand. That's one thing I would never understand is that men and then other women who don't hang around these type of women, it's like, why are you so focused on what you are not attracted to, what you don't prefer to hang around? That's what I don't understand. Men always talking about some y'all some hoes. Hold on. Man, I was talking about some y'all some hoes, y'all do this, y'all bad role models. Then block it out. Okay? Block, delete, don't be around it. It's like if you're not attracted to that, why are you around that? That just reminds me of people who don't, like, you set a price. You set a price for your work. And people who don't want to pay that price and is like literally dragging you and trying to humble you, but it's like, you're not interested in paying my price, but you want to tell me about my price. You don't even want to pay it. So why are you putting so much time and energy into that? Like, yes, I just compared someone being attracted to another person to somebody not wanting to pay a certain price for your work. Unfair comparison. But it's the only thing. Why put so much time and energy? People just want to hear themselves talk. Like me. But thank you for listening to the Country and Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. You can check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean, Facebook at the Country Caribbean podcast. What else? I have more. Just stay tuned. You know, if you like it, share, leave a review, you know, leave comment. I like feedback. I like feedback. I like talking to people. It's like, hey. So thank you for listening, and I will see you in the, well, I will talk to you in the next episode.